What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about why some narcissists and toxic people drink so much. Why is drinking such an issue with a lot of narcissistic people, y'all? A lot of narcissistic people have drinking problems and all this and all that. So I understand the dynamic, y'all. Before we hop into today's episode, check out the self-love brand. I'm free. I love me. This is what this symbol stands for, y'all. I love me. Self-love brand, I'm free. Different stages of your healing and self-love journey. Link is in the description of every video and every podcast that I do, y'all. Why do some narcissists drink so much? So, a lot of narcissists, including myself, I'm not an alcoholic, but some narcissistic people do become alcoholics. A lot of them do. But a lot of narcissists, including myself, drink to avoid shame. Drink to lower the level of shame that we feel within ourselves. A lot of people wonder why I call shame. I've literally made shame a person. I've, through therapy for the last 6 years, I've actually personalized shame. I call it the shame monster. It's like a monster. It's a person. It's a living being or whatever. So I can address, the reason I do this is because I can address shame accordingly. You see what I'm saying? Like if shame is some mythological creature, some kind of mythological beast or something like that, I can't address it accordingly. I have to, like, how do I fight shame if it's around me, if it's in the air or whatever? I can fight shame like a real person. I can, come on, shame. Ooh, I can duck and die. I can, you know, dip, duck, dodge, dip, duck. You can duck a wrench. You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball. Dodgeball. I didn't watch that movie. I seen it a long time. But yeah, shame is it's a monster, y'all. It really is a monster. The shame monster is absolutely real. It's absolutely true. It's one of those things that is real. That I've made real. But a lot of narcissists drink to avoid that, to lower the shame. Shame, y'all. Shame is a loud. It's one of the loud ass voices in our heads that is always consistently beating us down, telling us that we'll never be good enough, that we're not good enough right now, that we'll never be anything in life, that if we deserve all the bad things that happen to us. When somebody makes us out to be a bad, when we do something bad, it completely makes us a bad person. If we do something wrong, if we make a minor mistake, we are viewed as a bad person. That's what shame does to us. But in order to quell shame, in order to fight the shame monster sometimes, a lot of narcissistic people drink. Some people drink to avoid it because, like, once you drink enough, shame just goes away. Once you drink enough, shame disappears completely because your inhibitions are gone. All the barriers are gone within your brain because you're drunk. You see what I'm saying? I used to drink a little bit here and there just so I can lower my inhibitions a little bit so I can feel free. So shame can just, like, I can just be like, shame, shame, hey, shame. Shut the hell up and sit in the corner for a little bit. Let me have fun. You see what I'm saying? That's what I would do. I personalized it. You see what I'm saying? But some narcissists, most narcissists, haven't personalized it. They don't know what they're drinking for. They're just drinking because, oh, I don't drinking makes me feel. Drinking makes me feel better. Why does it make you feel better? Think about it right there. Answer the damn question right there, y'all. That can help so many narcissistic people. Why drinking makes me feel better? Drinking helps me. Why? What are you running from when you drink? I know alcoholism is a disease and whatnot. Y'all. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about some narcissists who are not alcoholics, but some of them become alcoholics because they drank to avoid shame. They drank so much to avoid shame. They don't start off as alcoholics, but they drank so much to avoid shame that it takes more to get to that same point. You see what I'm saying? It takes more to get to that same level. So you drink and you drink and you drink and you drink and you drink, and now you're drunk. Now you're an alcoholic because you're drinking. You're running from something. It's damn near like the alcohol gives you speed. It lets you run away from the shame faster. You mean the alcohol gives you a little, you know, like, I don't know how, if y'all ever played Sonic the Hedgehog, the video game, but, you know, alcohol gives you the little boost. It's like jumping on a little box in Sonic, like bling, and you put the red shoes on, you run faster. That's what alcohol does to some narcissistic people right there. It lets you put the shoes on and run faster. You know what I mean? It lets you run faster away from the shame. It lets you quell the thing. It lets you run away from your issues, because a lot of narcissistic people, we love to run away from my damn issues, y'all. It's like I'm just telling you, we don't want to deal with stuff. When you drink, you don't have to deal with it. Right now, you drink, it helps you feel, it helps center you, it helps push the issues to the back burner. I've talked to so many people. I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom and whatnot, but I've talked to so many people in the last few weeks or about last few months that have been dealing with shame and have been dealing with situations like that, that have been dealing with narcissistic people that are alcoholic. They drink 24 beers in a day. I'm like, how the hell? They don't eat. They just drink beer. You know what I'm saying? All the empty calories from beer, they just drink beer. They're so damn full from the beer, they don't even eat. They're suffering. You're suffering. If you're a narcissistic person watching this, you drink so much and you don't even eat, you're suffering. So much easier and so much more it's healthier to actually battle the issues of what you're running from as opposed to drinking. Because I'm telling you, when I take a couple shots, I had gotten it down to a damn science, y'all. When I would take a couple shots, it would allow me to be me. Sometimes drinking alcohol for narcissistic people it makes you feel like you're your real self now. It makes you feel like you are your real authentic self now, because all the fear, all the shame has been silenced for a little while. You've told shame, hey shame, I'm drinking Casamigos right now. Go sit your ass in the corner. I'll be back later. Okay, come find me later. Okay, I'm going to the club. Come find me later, shame. So it allows you to be you. You feel like you are your authentic self when you drink. It feels good to drink. Sometimes people, it feels good to drink because it allows you to be you. Your inhibitions are gone. The fears are gone. Your boundaries that you have on yourself, the fear of rejection, all this stuff to avoid shame is gone now. So you like it. You feel good about doing it, right? So you feel good about doing it. You feel great about drinking and stuff like that, right? You know what I mean? But it wears off. And when it wears off, it comes with a thump. When it wears off, it comes with a thump. And what happens to a lot of people, you go overboard. If you don't know how to measure your stuff out, or you don't know your own tolerance levels, you go overboard. And then you get drunk as hell, and then you black out. And guess what happens right here, y'all? This is the thing right here. When you drink too much, when you drink to excess, when you get blackout drunk, guess what takes over? It's the shame takes over now, because you went past your tolerance level. The shame not only comes back, it takes over you, and you start doing a lot of shameful stuff. I'm about to say S word, but I'm trying to cuss a bunch of my videos, y'all. You do a lot of shameful stuff. When you drink to excess, you start doing shameful things. You start doing more things to bring more shame upon you. You start doing a lot of shameful stuff now, because now you drink into excess and the shame is taking over your body. And that's why when you wake up, that's why when a toxic narcissistic person wakes up from a blackout drunk incident, they don't remember what happened because they weren't in control. The shame was in control. And that's why when you try to tell that narcissistic person what they have done, what they did while they were drunk, they don't want to hear it because they know the shame took over and they know they've done some messed up stuff. And they don't want to hear about it because guess what? Shame is down there. Shame wants to hear about it. The shame inside the narcissist, shame wants to hear about it. Shame is like, just tell them what I did. I want the glory. Tell them what I did so I can make them feel bad. Tell them. I know they got their ears plugged like a little baby, but tell them anyway. You see what I'm saying? Shame wants you to know that you did wrong and that you were out of control. Now you've done so much shameful stuff. That's why you see blackout drunk people, especially when you get black narcissistic people, they get blackout drunk. They start doing horrible things. They start saying horrible things to you. Stuff that they might not have said before, they're saying to you now. Stuff that they might not have done before, they're doing it to you right now. They're a totally different person because the shame is taking over. When a narcissistic person, toxic person, whoever drinks to excess, the shame takes over and operates them. It's like a damn, it's kind of like y'all seen Men in Black. When a little alien was dropped, the little tiny alien was in the dude's head controlling his body when he had the cat. Yeah, that's how it is right there. The shame is in control right now. You know? That's literally how it is right now. That's why I'd be scared. I get scared to drink to excess because I'm one of those people that plug their ears up. My friends and people used to tell me, like, man, guess what you did when you was drunk last night? Man, I don't want to hear it. Dude, you punched your window out. That's why you sitting here in the blanket. You punched your window out when you was drunk. Like, oh my God. And the shame makes you feel bad. You see what I'm saying? So you drink to avoid the shame, but when you drink to excess, it's kind of like you let the shame come in and take over. The shame is just a voice at first. You see what I'm saying? But then when you drink to excess, it takes over. So now shame is in control. So now all the shameful stuff that you never thought you would do, it comes out. The shame takes over and takes control. So that's a wild, it's a wild dynamic having being inside the mind of a narcissistic person, y'all. Because I, like I said, me myself, when I drank, that's what I used to, when I drank the excess, I've had those incidents. I haven't had one. I think my last blackout incident was in, I was working at Blockbuster Video, so this must have been back in 2010 or something like that. You know, it must be about 2010. I've been out of Harris Teeter. I stopped doing real estate a couple years ago. So yeah, about 13 years ago. It's about 2010. My last blackout drunk incident, because the shame took over, and I was scared to get drunk again because people kept telling me what I was doing. So a lot of narcissists drink to avoid the shame, but like I said, it becomes counterintuitive when you drink to excess and the shame takes over. But you get a lot of alcoholics that do this, that do that stuff too. They drink to excess and the shame takes over. They get real. This is what you see, the mean. You hear people call you. You probably have a narcissistic partner, or a mom, or a dad, or somebody that you call a mean drunk, because the shame takes over. It makes them mean as hell. It just makes them bitter. Makes them angry as hell. Shame is in control. I'm not telling you to forgive this person or whatever, or be empathetic to them. I'm not telling you. I'm just saying the shame is in control. It's still them. It's still me. It's still the person. But shame is just in control. The stuff that they don't want to deal with is now in control because they didn't want to deal with it. So now shame is going to deal with it. You see what I'm saying? Now shame is going to let everybody know what I'm dealing with. You know, and shame is going to let everybody know how I really feel about them. You see what I'm saying? So it is. So people do need to, like, the only way you can really deal with it is stop drinking, or get control of the drinking, or go to Alcoholics Anonymous and deal with it like deal with it that way, y'all. It's a very tumultuous situation. Thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. Again, like I said, the self-love brand is available. Like and subscribe for more. If you are listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Give me a good rating. If you already have the self-love journal, give me 5 stars on it too. Please, please. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for being here, y'all. Thank you for watching my video to the end. I'm super eternally grateful for every single one of you. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so we can help reach more people, help more people and things like that. The self-love brand is available. I love me. The self-love journal is available as well. Links in the description of every video I do. If you haven't already as well, look into joining the channel memberships for behind the scenes perks, priority responses to comments and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next time.